say. One's the right and the other. One point two with all the details. But in terms of the lumber and din, the nation of din, clearly they're just the same. Comes to such a good result. There's a very big difference between the color of the lumber shamash and the same of being that cold down at the chemist is not the end, so then you mishai what the original value was. The cold down at the chemist is very good. The chemist is finished. They should have been there on the church. The church is not very well. The case of a girl's comment, of a person under the ratio called for that, even though it's worth less, it's worth nothing at this point, and there's no dinner for Shabbat, it's just a clear when you return the answer to sell. It comes to tell you, it's a Kaddish, but Geneva, the Achille, the Karen, can't you go, no? That by Geneva, the Lachi is not enough, even when you return the object to end, you have to make up the differences out of your own pocket. That's the Kiddush Hazer of Achille, the Karen, that's the end of the Tayyip Kasha. What do you need Rav for? Typically, you already have the Mishnah about Shalak, Hazan, Shabbat, Shabbat. That's what we left off yesterday. So now comes the text that's written and says, based on this premise, which all the other shepherds agree with, we can now suggest another chiddush, that's corollary to this chiddush. We have our age old problem, age old at least 2 days old for us, age old hundreds of years, what we're shedding a bond with. How did Chazal make such a statement? How did Rav make such a statement? Karen to ancient God of, Kaful to Dahlehei, Kishat to Motivadin. Why is there a difference? What's the longest bond in this? So if I said the different cost of an Arminian is said one thing and the sheep is something else and we have a whole. I'm gonna tell a little kid to do it. I'm just coming to you, especially the little report for okay. So let me have this fantastic concept that you create a 2.5 week break between camp and school. Hi. Why couldn't they come to last week? What are they like? You know, I get too riled up, too tense from the summer of camp to get up soon to the local family. Whatever, that's the way to deal with it. So, getting back to the story. So, some of the places written says, I have a whole new approach to this issue that you're showing the bother with. My high that Karen came to Uganda, but Kayfell, Dalve, Kishap, and what it is. And the place is written, it's unbelievable Kiddush. I don't know which is the biggest Kiddush, but he said yesterday it was about to say now. And the place is written. This din of Kayfell, Kishas Amod Vidin, catch this one, is not always true. The context of Rav's statement that Kayfell, Kishas Amod Vidin is in contrast to the first case of Rav's statement that Karen Kane Shaganov, namely Achid the Karen. All Rav told us is that additional Zeta cost, that Kiddush HaTorah, that Achid the Karen Kane Shaganov, which requires the Ganov to dig into his own pocket, and pay up the difference of value between what the Karen was then and what the Karen is now, even if he's returning the object to end, that raveled out of Chiddush, even to end, al zeh ne'amar Karen ke'en shagana, kefel kishat tabot ha'bedin. Lekabe, the Chiddush HaTorah of Achille Karen, that even when it's the end, you have to pay the difference, you have to pay ke'en shagana, that half of the din is Karen ne'a, kefel no. That's a gersakot. What about the original halacha, the halacha of Kolek has one of Hisham and Kishas and Gezeilah, which truly limited, only applies to Chiyah Gavra, that the object is not the end, but he's paying cash anyway, so then comes the third Hisham and Gezeilah, Shekrodo, you have to pay Kishas and Gezeilah. So says the Tzrit, Kenzai, it could be that when we're in the realm of Kolek has one of Hisham and Kishas and Gezeilah, so whenever we're invoking that halacha, argue with the Chiyah is not the end, maybe the Chinami, maybe Karen Ke'en Shaganav, maybe Kefal Ke'en Shaganav as well. Kefal Ke'en Shaganav, who ever heard of such a thing? How you talk, isn't that what the Gemara says? The contrast between Karen and Kefal, that's good enough. The contrast between Karen and Kefal was only said in the second halacha. It was only said in the additional Chiddush that even when the Chiddush is at the end, you have to pay the difference. That was not only said in the Karen, it wasn't said in the Kefal. That's Chumrah. The Chumrah of Rav, the Chumrah of Achim, the Karen, Kain, Shavada, that unique din of Geneva, that was only said in the Karen, it wasn't said in the Kefal. But the original halacha, the thing that everybody agrees with, even before the Tzvi came on the scene, the Mishnah said a Gemara called the Bonim Hashem and Kishas Hakvel, which the Gemara limits only when the Chiddush is not the end. I'll say, Taka, there's no Gemara, so there is no Chiddush between Kefal versus Karen, and no Chinami. You have to pay the Karen Kain, Shavada, and you have to pay the Kefal Kain, Shavada as well. This is really bad. Anybody in the room here ever say this? Of course, how did anybody say like this? You can only say this pshat if you accept the Tais Vida. There are two different halachas. That is, there's Kolak Azon Misham Mishkat Zeru, but it's not the end, and then there's a bit of Achim and Karen, but it is the end. Then you can pull up the stump and say that it's only in the second Chiddush that the Torah is Mechalik
Tim Carradine came.
Mamish razzle dazzle, Clark put it like this. It's such a razzle dazzle, he himself is not even sure that it's right. Right? So he said, yeah, maybe it's not even true. He's not sure exactly whether it's right. Ken Bad could be, puts out this possibility. Goes out to steal, and maybe it could be such an unbelievable chiddush. Sometimes Allah says that even the cave was cave. What comes out is very remarkable, because there are two halachas, according to Tosfos Rit. The Bris Gevorot is the din of Gezeila, which, as we said yesterday, is Mechayev Hashava, and that din of Kol HaZadon Hashav Mishat Gezeila is only true when it's not the end. And then there's the din of Geneva, which is Mechayev to ancient Gronov, even when the Chavis is the end. And if I were to ask you, before you read the Sugya, before you have opened up the Tosfos Rit, which one of these two halachas should carry over to Kesel? Should the din of Gezeila carry over to Kesel, or should the din of Geneva carry over to Kesel? What would you say? How is the Geneva? Kefal is for Geneva, Kefal is not for Geneva. The other Tosfos just pulled over us and said, the din of Geneva, that din of Prat, din of Geneva, that's not going to be the blood of Kefal. There's a Tosfos, I can tear below the Kefal. But the din of Geneva, which in the parish of Geneva, the parish of the equation, is Geneva, it's not even talking about Kefal, there is no Kefal for Geneva. Half of the same. Since we equate Geneva to Geneva, of course, it's really, that's this whole thrust, that we, Yalfina Geneva mean Geneva. So that din of a Heshiv is like Zeila Shagrof, which only applies when the Kevah and the Kevah is not the end, that's not going to carry over to the Kevah as well. And for sure, the Mamash Kalb Yoduda, that Nuchas Gezeila carries over the Kevah, only have to pay the same value, and Nuchas Geneva doesn't carry over the Kevah. Very strange Mahalach of the Tetzis Rit. One last Nakuda on the Tetzis Rit before we go on to the main thing of the next one, the one we're talking about today. On the Tetzis Rit, it says, even Al Atzad, that this suggestion is correct, that when the paper is not the end, so in a chinami, not only do you pay the kefil, no, sorry, not only do you pay the karen to ain't shagana, but the chiyagavni pay the kefil to ain't shagana also, what about the dalam behe? When you pay the dalam behe, based on what cheshu? Al hatzad that him writes to the places there is, that sometimes, mashkachas lon, there is a situation where you can pay kefil the shasha grana, i.e. when it's at the end. What about Dal Bay? The comes to Tosfos Rit and says, Dal Bay, forget about it. Dal Bay, lo yitzach in the market. Dal Bay, you only pay according to the shasha mode of the din. Why is that? What's the logic behind that? So the Tosfos Rit, partial. Kefil, at least the shayach to the Geneva, to the Geneva. At least Kefil has some connection to the shasha Geneva, because the shasha Geneva is the mechayiv of the Karen, it's the mechayiv of the Kefil. You can say that since the shasha Geneva is the mechayiv, not like the Geneva from yesterday, that since the shasha Geneva is the mechayiv of the Kefil, so Kenzai, you can be Mishai the Kefil based on the shasha Geneva sometimes. It's not crazy to say that. Dalad, hey, you didn't even shut down. If you have a walking around alive and well, then what's the hominish of the hominish? That is Mishai based on the shasha Geneva. So Kuli Amal of Twiggy says the thing is really, you can't be Mishai the Dalad, hey, from the shasha Geneva. Even if I'm right, that sometimes when the Shudder to the case, when the text is not there anymore, so you know now the din is Karen ke ain't shaganav and Kefil ke ain't shaganav dal behei ke ain't shaganav, forget it. That's out of the question. What the Zrid just told us is something which is rather fascinating. The Zrid just told us you can have a situation where three different chiyuv, like I steal something to the bechel and there's three different tashlumim going on. There's the Karen, there's the Kefil, there's dal behei. If you'd have asked me, I would have said which two of these three always go hand in hand. We rattle off all the time. Kefil dal behei, Kefil dal behei, Kefil dal behei, always go hand in hand. Esher, you can have a situation where the shear with the evaluation for the cable is done at one price there, and the evaluation for the dal behei is done at a different price there. So the keren is done kishas geneva, the cable is also done kishas geneva, where the chesed is not there, patient is at geneva, the mechayev called gazon mesham kishas geneva, the mechayev, the shear of the cable to be done kishas geneva as well, and the dal behei is at a later point. Is this strange? Is this remarkable? You can have the shavius of the kefil being determined at a different time than the shavius of the dal behei. That's what the yid said. That's what Mervea from the place is written. Did we ever see anybody else who said such a thing? He said that you can have different pinpoints, different times on the Geneva timeline when you mishai the kefil and when you mishai the dal behei. Who else said such a thing? The Rush. You can understand what the Rush is talking about, but at least the Rush said it. The Rush has no qualms in saying that the kefil is based at what time? On the shavius of the bedin. And the Alba Hay is based on what time? On the Shah's Tavicha. So the Rosh also had this idea that he can be Mashah Kate, Mashah and Alba Hay at different times. Now, why is this interesting? Just because we've done like a Rishon here, a Rishon there. Again, these are not the conventional sheep. The Rosh, we just clouded them understand yesterday. The Tavicha is really the only built on his whole Razzle Dazzle Chiddush of Tavicha, Karen, etc. You conventional Rishayim, the conventional Pshatim in the Gemara, the Taizis Pshatim in the Gemara, the Messages, the conventional Pshatim in the Gemara, you don't see any riot. You're going to ever have a case where the case was a different type of Dalvahay. So the Chora, this is really something fundamental. Because the Gemara has a lesson a little bit later on that the Shlumei Dalvahay Amra Chamana, not the Shlumei Gimel Badalah. The Gemara has a Chiddush that any time for some reason they get caught from Kesel, so by definition you're caught from Dalvahay. If you have a Kesel, you get caught from Kesel for whatever reason. Let's say the famous technician, steal an animal that was in carbon. We spoke about this last week. So do I have to be careful? What's the difference? You don't have to be careful. Why not? Yishalim Shnayim L'Re'eo. What if I go ahead and I shef it? So that's V'Dal V'Hei? Doesn't say R'Eo. You know, Vishnu is no problem. Doesn't say R'Eo V'Dal V'Hei. So how do you know you don't have to pay Dal V'Hei? Maybe you don't have to pay Dal, you have to pay Dal V'Hei. The Gemara says, no, you can't have such a thing. You can't have to Shlume Dal V'Hei without having Kishlum Akeiko. Dal V'Hei consumes, the Akeiko consumes those of the Dal V'Hei. Says the Gemara in Rosh, Tashlumi Dal Behe, Amra Chamala, Vot Tashlumi Gimel B'Dalet. You know if they came to us, it turns out that you can pay one and a half less. So comes the Gemara and says, he's so double that you can't pay Dal Behe without paying Kesel. So what's the Yisrei to that statement? You can't pay Dal Behe without paying Kesel. What's Pshat in that? Is the Gemara saying, it's just a technicality, that you can't pay the Dal Behe without paying Kesel, but it's not that. Not that the two in longus are really intertwined. Not that the two are really part of the same field. It's just the material of the Gemara is. The Torah was mechayev this amount, this number, called Dalbehei. If you're not going to pay cable, it's going to pay off, you're paying less. Well, the Gemara is saying something deeper with that statement. The Shlumei Dalbehei is totally uncapable. You know why? Because Kefel is the first step to Dalbehei. It's like the Gemara says that if you're not chayev to the Karens, you're not chayev to Dalbehei. In Geneva, in Tavicha Mechira. The main kefal in Dal Behei, because Dal Behei is a more extensive form of kefal. I mean, kefal is a knaf for the geneva, so kefal is a little punishment, and Dal Behei is a bigger punishment. You can't give a bigger punishment, you give a little punishment for it. You have to first punish the guy with the kefal. And Dal Behei is an extension in the sense of the kefal. But that's true, that the Gemara means that there's some really deep connection between the two, that you can't have one without the other, not just practicality in terms of figuring out money, but the capo is the introduction. The capo is the prerequisite to Dalve. You can't have one without the other. The Dalve is totally the tie on the capo. Maybe one could raise the question, does it really make any sense? You have different shiurim, different times of evaluation. You have the capo here, the Dalve here. But Ora, it would make sense that there's some real deep connection between the capo and Dalve. It's one basic here, it's one big fast knot, the Chorus verse should be that everything should be the Shasta Geneva, everything should be the Shasta Micha, everything should be the Shasta Mada, but this is the spot switching and saying, no, it's okay, the Karen, we're going to figure out if we're going to one Cheshbin, and the Kepo, we're going to do another Cheshbin, and now they're third Cheshbin. Sounds a little bit funny. The Chorus, Kepo, and Dalbe, they're twins, the Siamese twins, they go together, you can't go one without the other. You see from some Rishonim that it's not true. You see from the Taisus that it's not true. You can't do the Chas in the Kefal and the Dalve. You see from the Rosh from yesterday, you can't do the Chas in the Kefal and the Dalve. That ironclad connection between the two doesn't mean to say, all it means to say is you can't have one without the other, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the two have to be Mishar at the same time. You have to evaluate them based on the same judgment. Now, I don't think everyone agrees to the Rosh. I don't think everyone, I know not everyone agrees to the Rosh, and I know not everyone agrees to the Taisus Rish. And perhaps the other Yishanim who didn't force themselves into these corners of the place to be in the Rosh, maybe lurking behind some of this discussion is that they understood a different type of relationship between Kefal and Dalve that wouldn't lead to such a conclusion. You can't have such an evidence to give you a shot one at one time, one at the other. Hopefully, we see a little more room. Maybe we'll talk about that a little more, but we'll find some rags in the Gemara one way or the other as to the relationship, the lack thereof to the comes around with a statement in Nusigah. Comes around with a statement Sarah gets run up between the table down with Eka Shabbat from the dinner. The Gemara is working frantically to try to figure out what was the case that Rabbi talked about. Why did the animal go up the valley, go down the valley? Did it go up because the guy was fattened it up? Did it go down because the guy had starved the animal? Back and forth, the Gemara trying to find the case. So finally, the Gemara says, no, the case is Yukub Azul. It didn't go up because of anything the guy had did, it didn't do. It went up because the market of animals, the price of animals went up or went down. The Gemara says, let's try to figure out what the case is. What does Rab mean? So did Rab mean to say that I stole the animal when it was worth $1? And now, the time that I might have been in, it's worth $4, and I kept it for the time that it's worth $4. Is that what Rav then when he said, Karen came to run out? They only paid the cheshmer of $1? Is that all? That's what Rav meant? Because what? That's crazy. It can't be. The first game, Rav would disagree with Rava. The Gemara couldn't imagine it, which would disagree with Rava. Yama Rava, famous statement of Rava. Chai man, the gozo chavisa, the chaber, the chaber, written till the bell of wine. The car shabbi zuza, when he steals it for $1, the self shabbi dollar zuza, if he ends it for $4. Tavya ushasya mishal and dollar, if he breaks the barrel or if he drinks the barrel of wine, then he pays dollar zuza. Even though the shasya geneva was one zuz, Rabbi says you pay dollar zuza here. So obviously, because of the one kishami kishasya bail doesn't apply, the class says the word. It's for a nail, if it's not a break by itself, then dollar zuza is mishal and zuza. Then you only pay one zuz. So we're talking about Tavra Shasha, because we're talking about Tavra Chavach, and Tavra Chavach is like Tavra Shasha. So you talking that Rava makes such a statement that if it was worth one when it was stolen, now it's worth four, Tavra Chavach is being a Karen based on one, that would be against Rava, and the Gemara couldn't believe that Rav should disagree with that. So the Gemara has to revamp Rava a little bit. Let's analyze this din now, the statement of Rava, which is affecting what the statement of Rava is all about. Rabbi's independent statement, I'm on the Gazel Chavisa, the Chavim, the Chavre, it's worth one at the time of the Geneva, with four later on, Tavya Shasi, the Shalom Dahl. Why do you have to pay four? Why is the face of everything we know about the Zela? We've been learning about the Kamas for a week already, we know, according to the Zela, the Shasi, the Shasi, the Zela. Why in the world does a person have to pay four Zuz because the Shasi, the Zela, was worth one? So the Rishonim have a major question as to what the nature of this Chiv is all about. What kind of halacha is this that the person pays four instead of what we would have thought the halacha would have been that he should have paid one? It comes to an out of a Messiah that's a Gimel and uses a magic word. What's the magic word? Mazik comes around and says, this is the Zayla, this is the Chayadi to pay four. The Zayla is only the Chayadi to pay one. The Zayla comes up on the Shana Shasta to Zayla. The whole Chayadi to pay four is that you look hard from the Mazik. That's around. That's exactly what the Gemara distinguishes between Tavra Mishamsi, which is Gimelite and Mazik. You broke the barrel or you drank the wine, that's a davar other mamazik. You pay out other mamazik, you don't pay out God's one. If it's Mishra Mehla, it broke by itself, I wasn't there, I was sleeping, the barrel fell off, but I'm not looking off mamazik. I wasn't mamazik, I didn't do anything. It's not my fault, I wasn't mamazik, your object. I am still trying to pay, I'm trying to pay out God's one. Because you remember, you said a God's one, once I steal something, I'm trying to use the oysters. So that's Chiyah B'Teres Galfon, but it's Nishpa Memeila, Nishpa Memeila, it's Chiyah B'Teres Galfon. B'Teres Galfon, the fact that Shasta Shabela, of course, was on the Shasta Shabela. It's not a very simple story. That's why there's a discrepancy between whether it breaks by itself, whether I broke it in the ground intentionally. One is the Chiyah B'Teres Mazik, one is the Chiyah B'Teres Galfon. And that fundamental different category of Chiyah results in the different amount of money that I pay. So like if one of the Shasta Shabela, there is no suspicion that says I just made it up, but that's what we have to know.
If this is a new din of Zela, why isn't Chai of Chai?
New din of Zela, who said Zela?
Mazik. If it's Mazik, why isn't Chai of Karen plus the Hezek? Why is it only four?
Karen plus the Hezek is the same object.
But he stole it and then he destroyed it, so isn't this two different two separate people?
No, but at the end of the day, I can't be Chai for more than a total thing is worth. Right? Same object. The Mazik, you got, or Zozo, you know. So, at the end of the day, it can't be worth it. It can't be more than it's worth. So, what we should agree to this Ran. Maybe. So, come the Rambam and seems to disagree with this Ran. But the Rambam doesn't disagree with Feirish. You have to put together a couple of Rambams to see what the Rambams are. Is it a Rambam or is it a Rambam? Do we have a Rambam? Didn't we have a set of Rambams here, wasn't there? Yeah. The third? So we base? Oh, you got a Rambam. Good job. 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 Good job Comes around and helps you get for a dollar to love your knowledge. Comes around is describing why Hashem b'shasa k'nei b'shnai b'shasa lo b'din arba. That he stole an animal was worth two. Why I'm going to give the two instead of one? We'll just say one because I guess thinking that it was worth $1 at the time that he stole, and now it's worth $4 at the time of the shasa lo b'din. So you skip a little bit. The Ram says, "What's the din of meisa behema of it a kli behema?" So you pay what? You pay kishasa geneva, right? That's basically the Ram says. Ram was talking about the veil. The Ram just carried over the geneva. The chur is the same thing. So he stole was worth $1. Now at the time of the din, it's worth $4. If it died by itself or something, or it got broken, if we got broken by itself, I pay kishasa geneva. The Ram says, "What do I pay kishasa geneva?" Karen lechayra. Right? Because after all, what are we saying? We're saying that when the animal dies by itself, when the tree breaks by itself, what am I calling them? For the case of Rabba, or for the God in the case of the Rambam, what's the din? Call like a Novi Mishalim Kishasa Geneva. What do you think Kishasa Geneva? You only pay the Karen Kishasa Geneva. What do you pay the Kato? Based on the Shasa under the din. Rabba didn't have to address the issue of the Kato. He was talking about Gozo Chavit Sechamu. But the Rambam will borrow the case and extrapolate it to the case of Geneva. When the Rambam says that you stole an animal, you gave an animal worth one, and now it's worth four, and the animal dies, if you would ask me, I would have said you have to pay the Karen to ancient Rana, and you have to pay the Kefel to Shah, and what does it do? It comes to Rambam and says, for Karen, the Rambam says, well, you pay everything to Shah, to Geneva. What happens to the din of Kefel to Shah, and what does it do? What do you think called from the Shah, to Rambam? If the Rambam understood that this din, that you pay Kefel to Shah, and what does it do? That's Lahakel Alagana, not Lahakmer Alagana. If the Pasuk says, Achim the Karen to ancient God of a lowercase, well, that means the Chiyagatma when the object went down in price, like the final Kim from Rav's God, it was worth four times the Geneva, and now it's worth one. I'll send that in our Achim the Karen to ancient God of a lowercase. But if it starts out being worth one, and now at the end, subsequently goes up to four, you don't pull out the Alaka of Kesel Kishak, and what it did, to be more, to be machmir on the Gana. It only works for Hokel al Gana, not Lahakhmer al Gana. What does that mean? What kind of law is that? The answer is, how could Kefil be more chomer than the carrot itself? The Kefil is made better from the carrot. First you have to pay the carrot, and after you have to pay the carrot, so then we throw on as a penalty the Kefil. How can the penalty be more chayav than the original Tashnuman was supposed to be? That's what the Rambam saw. People make them, because minimize the effect of them a little bit. So he gives them a break and says, you really should have paid a lot more, but we'll give you a break. After the carrot below the capo. But to turn around after the carrot below the capo, that doesn't make any sense. After you have to pay more the Shabbos and the capo than you would have paid for the Shabbos. That's clearly Shita Sarama. When everyone agrees to the Rambam, it's a different story. That's clearly Shita Sarama. If that is true, that the Rambam holds that there's a cloud grozo that capo cannot be evaluated at a more humble evaluation than the Karen. So now we have to analyze the first year for the Rambam. The Rambam started out by saying, Hayashav b'shat ha'gnei b'shnayim. B'shat ha'mon b'din arba. Im shachar o'machar o'shibir ha'kli o'ibdai. B'shalem t'shmon ha'keif o'am b'chamisha k'shat ha'mon b'din. There's the Rambam. In the case of Tavir b'shat, Gonach chavis b'chaber, not Rambam's Gonach. It's worth one at the beginning, and now it's worth four. How much do you pay to the Karen? Four, that was Rambam's statement. You pay four, you pay the higher price. Dr. Rambam, what else do you pay at the higher price? You pay the Karen with the higher price also. Comes up Chaim, his position in Shas, and says, why is that true? According to the Ran, that's not true. According to the Ran, when I stole something, it was worth one, and now it's worth four, and I drink it. So why the chesed pay four? The teres what? The teres magic. What's my chi of ganav? The chi of ganav is only one. The chi of ganav of the Karen is only $1. The fact that my mind I got to shell out $4, that's the chi of al-tmazik. Dr. Chaim, if it's a chi of al-tmazik, that's chi of the better. That's the $3. It's a chi of al-tmazik. What does that have to do with the chi of kefil? Then, Klal Gadol, according to the rabbi, is Kefil slept along with Karen. Kefil will never be more chomer than the Karen of the Geneva. So according to the Ran, that the Karen of the Geneva is not for $1, because Kolag Adov and Misham and Nishat the Geneva, the fact that Tavya Shasha paid the extra three, that's all the Viteris Mazik. There's no Kefil on Mazik. Kefil's on Ganav. If the Ran is right, that the Shasha Geneva, the Chiyuf for Ganav is only $1, and the Chiyuf for the $4 is on Mazik, that the Mazik shouldn't carry with it a Chiyuf Kefil. The fact that the Rambam does see the Chi of Kefil as emanating from the higher price, says Reb Chaim, is clear that the Rambam disagreed with the Rambam. That the Rambam held that the second Chi of the Chi of Tavir B'Shafya is the Teres Gana, or in the case of Rambam, the Teres Gavuan, not the Teres Mas.
What do you mean the Teres Gavuan? I, the Chon of Edmond, Misham, and Misham, and Misham,
what do you have to say? What's
the
Yisrael according to the Rambam?
When Tavi B'Shasya, what do we do then as?
I stole something from you last week. I stole a bottle of wine and I was sitting in my cellar. Now I decide to go drink it. I pick it up and I drink it, or I pick it up and I smash it on the floor. What is that? A new one? A new Ma'asik Neighbor, a new Ma'asik Zeyla around this case. So, the only halacha, the original Ma'asik Zeyla, forget about that first Shasta Gazela. That first Shasta Gazela, that was a cheap Shasta Gazela. That would only cost me $1. I went ahead and did a second Ma'asik Gazela. Yesh B'chol HaZayim Mona. Now the second Ma'asik Gazela is what I'm chayav for. And Taka, this is the fulfillment of Kol HaGaz Mona, the Shasta Gazela. So according to the Ran, the Chiyah before is not a Chiyah with Kol HaGaz Mona, the Shasta Gazela. Apparently, according to the Ran, you can't have a second Ma'asik Gazela. One Ma'asik Gazela per customer per object. Double jeopardy. Once some deep dark secret reason, you can't have a second Ma'asik Gzeila. So the breaking of the barrel or the drinking of the wine is only Viteris Mazik. And according to the Rambam, no, you can have a second Ma'asik Gzeila, and therefore the pain of the form is a fulfillment of the din of Kol HaGadol Misham Mishasik Gzeila, carried over to the Rambam's case of Geneva, Kol HaGadol Misham Mishasik Gzeila, and the Mela that will carry with it the shear of Kefil as well. So the shear of Kefil according to the Rambam, based on the Shas Gzeila Geneva Hashemiya. But in Iran, you would never say such a thing. So at the end of the day, everyone agrees you're going to pay the $4. That's the Rabbah's statement. I'm a Rabbah, Tabbah, Mishas, Mishal, Dalit, the Super Day, we only pay one. Everyone agrees to do him. But there's a fundamental machlaki in Rabbah, the Rag, that the nature of this Chiyuv is all about. But if you don't hear one from the Bogot Seal, Rabbi Gimel and Al, take a look when you get a chance. Rabbah's din appears in two places. It appears in Bogot Seal, Samachay, and it appears in Bogot Seal, Mem Gimel. Our gears from the Gemara in Bogot Seal, Mem Gimel is black on white like the Rabbah. Says the Gemara Mitzia says, "I'm a rabbi. I'm on the ground to chris the chamer." Okay. The Gemara says, "My time." The Gemara itself explains the reason why you pay for. The Gemara says this is a fulfillment of Kol HaGazlon and Misham and Mishasek. Anybody explain to you what the word of Gemara means? According to Iran, and absolutely no clue. Looking, trying to maybe the Rambam didn't exist. Maybe the Rambam didn't have this one. I don't know. I can't figure out what and how the Rambam reads this Gemara. The Gemara invokes the Mishnah called the Rambam Shabbat Shabbat. Maybe there's a different gears in my, I don't know. Sorry, I don't know what the Rambam do. I read this Gemara. But the Rambam says, that's based on Mazik. It's not the only one. It's not the only one. It's not the only one. So, if you can figure out a way how to read the Gemara, I would appreciate it. But my, at the end of the day, it's my Chagiz of Hashem. The Rambam and the Rambam, what is the nature of this kind of thing? So if I say, what should the din be? What do you think the din should be? Should it be considered Mazik? Should it be considered Gavon? Who's right? The Chayyid Rambam's right. Why can't you have a second Gazela? What's wrong with having a second Gazela? What's preventing a second Mazik Gazela from taking place? So in order to understand the Sheep of Saran, we have to get a real introduction, a couple of sugyas spread out throughout the Vakama, in order to understand what the Rambam's right. So one of the things is the sugya we have to share. We're going to talk about the great details we go on, but it's mainly based on that issue.
We've got in the Mishnah, Hagon of Akragado, what? Poter, Poter, Mewat, Hagon of Akragado,
Poter, Mitashu, Mekeko. So the Pachal, Poter, Mitashu, Mekeko. If you don't pay, Gona Menagana doesn't pay Kefal.
How do you know Gona Menagana doesn't pay Kefal? The Gemara says, the Buddha makes Ishtri, the Lord makes Tegana.
Comes to the Gemara, does that request?
And will come and raise the following shadow. What's the nature of this thing? That Gona Menagana is possible in a Kefal?
This is just a theory that causes the Alba, Gona Menagana, the Buddha makes Ishtri, the Lord makes Tegana? The Gemara says, no, that's not fast.
Says the Gemara, I understand. The Buddha makes Ishtri, the Lord makes Tegana, I understand why Gana is shaming, Gona Menagana, Rishon. But why does it say the Bible? What possible rationale could there be behind our law?
Pretty good. Yeah, 25 minutes without any going. Much better than I expected. Or it's pulled up starting from there.
What possible rationale could there be for this law that a great of a God doesn't pay the original Bible? Still yours, so why don't I pay? Comes the Gemara and says, unbelievable moment this is in. Blue like me, Gemara, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, this is not a clear set of the schedule. This halacha that Gemara and Gemara is focused on being here for the original Bible is related to another statement, which hopefully we'll spend a lot of time on here. Here's the famous statement of Rabbi Yezhan. What did Rabbi Yezhan say? I'm Rabbi Yezhan. Yezhan, blah, it's Yashua Bailan. Shneem in Yechom Adisha. If I steal something from you, and you want to get Messiah Aish, I'm not going yet. You should not going yet. You want to get Messiah Aish yet? Shnei Meim Chol Madisha. The God of Kiyan be Makhdisha, and the original Bible of Kiyan be Makhdisha. Why can't the God of be Makhdisha? Very simple. Why can't the Nigdo be Makhdisha? The Nigdo be Makhdisha. That is the Gemara. There is a call from Rabbi Yechanan. Ish ki after she's based on Kodesh Lashem, ma beisa o shaloi ubir shisro, hafo o shaloi ubir shisro. In order to be Makhdisha something, not only must it belong to you, but it has to be b'shuscha as well. A new category in halacha, a new category in terms of authority and ability to create a chalos. It has to be b'shuscha. And for some reason, a domer hanikdo, even though it's shali, the Gemara doesn't say it's not mine, the Gemara says it's shali, other it's shali, the einai b'shusi. That was Rabbi Yechon in Kiddush. In fact, the Gemara says it's b'shmach. It's a reason Rabbi Yechon. The Gemara says it's a chalach like it's a tenuayim. Is there even such a halacha altogether? Is there a requirement to be shusha or not? Comes the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yechanan, we understand quite well why the halacha is. Hagoyim and Agadav is part of the Gekko. Not only you don't have to pay the Agadav, but you don't have to pay the original Bible. Why? Says the Gemara, you only have to pay Gekko when you stole something from somebody, but that object is totally completely theirs. It was shaloi, you were shusai. They could sell it, they could be master, they could be master, they could be matzono. Something is already chasir in the Bible. It's shaloi v'ena b'shuzo. That's the Gemara, but shaloi v'ena b'shuzo, there's no chiyus of it. That's the din of Rabbi Yechon, that's the din of Adoyin of Minagana, potter into the Bible. The simple pshat of the Gemara is that according to the Shalakisha, the other Tanoim, who deny Rabbi Yechon, the Hakzor of Shaloi v'b'shuzo, they have to deny this Mishnah as well. This Mishnah of the Gemara supports Rabbi Yechon. The other Tanoim would talk to disagree with it. They would have a hold that although the God of Shem, he doesn't have to pay to the God of Rishon, he does have to pay to the original Bible. So the Tanoim stands to show there is no requirement to be Shusa. So Rabbi Yechon said, Shalai will be Shusa. Why? What makes something made of a Shusa? Oh, hopefully we'll talk about that there. We spoke about that a little bit last year. We spoke about it in the summertime. Famous one talking about the one in Ramban and earlier from the Kaab, according to the Balabar, it's called made of a Shusa because you don't have physical control over it, because from I said, I don't have it, so I'm holding on to it. Once in Rabban, it's not physical control that created Dinah B'Shuzo, it's a Kinyan Gazela. It's the fact that someone else has created a Kinyan Gazela on it, but they have a Chema Chayas on it, so if you did, it's specifically Chusla Shusi. That's why we tell them on Rabban, it's a function of Tiyah, it's a function of Halacha, and after Minas. Again, hopefully we'll talk about it when we get to some of that. But whatever Rabbi Yislaim says, the Gemara says that the din of the Tzur Kesof, the God of Sheni, the fact that he's called to the Beit HaRishon Ba'alot is a function of Shalom and the Shalom. Comes the Gemara at the very beginning of Perek HaGoyzel Basu, HaGoyzel Lumachio. Quotes from Achloikis between Rav Chisda and Rami Bar Chama. Everyone knows Rabbi Achloikis, Rav Chisda and Rami Bar Chama, what do I always say? What do I always say, David? Palam on Salmon.
sister was Rebbe Mechamah's father-in-law. This particular fact of Chizor Rebbe Chama is very, very close to my heart, because when I was in early in my career, so they were giving out free shots and a gift to anybody who was loading the sefer and taking the chin out of the sefer. So I picked up a camel sefer, the first one ever. So the first question, I guess you want to see where they actually finish the Masechta, so we started that one. So he asked me, what's the Machlokes of Chiz and Rebbe Chama at the beginning of Hagodol Lamad? That was the first question. Is that right? He asked a few more questions, and then gave me a shot. What's the machlokes? So it comes from Chizda and says, Amr Chizda, Yadav or Yash of Island, if I steal something from you and you will not give this Yash, and then somebody else comes and takes, in effect, a goyvel in a gavel, like the goyvel in a gavel, says from Chizda, Ba'achev Achloi, the original Balabas, the original Mitzvah, when it comes to Mason, wants to get money back. The obvious not here anymore. Well, should he go off with God? So who can he take to his Zaira? He can either take the original guy with Zaira, the original guy with Zaira, or he can take the second guy with Zaira. Either one, Rasa Mizegoy, Rasa Mizegoy. If the second guy is a little wimpy and the first guy is a little tough, so put the second guy with Zaira. Rasa Mizegoy, Rasa Mizegoy. That was a chit disposition. Rabbi Chama disagrees. Rabbi Chama says, no. There is no din rats mizegov, rats mizegov. You can only collect on the first guy. You have no tainus against the second guy. You have no tzvi and beizin against the second guy. Second guy is not a tzadi, he said, hey, long, but you have no tainus and beizin against the second guy. Comes taisus, then you have to taisus and beizin. And that's another thing. Comes taisus, though, and says, what's pshat in Rav Rachama? What's the longest of Rav Rachama? So comes taisus and connects Rav Rachama to the Sugin Merubah. About going to the Nagana, possibly Kesha. Shulah is the end of Rishusa. Comes to Israel and says, Rabbi Bachama must have held that this category of Shulah the end of Rishusa, not only is it the end of Hilkot Nakesh, you can't be Matkish, and not only is it the end of Hilkot Kefel, but it's a din in Hilkot Genevon Gezela. It's a din in Hilkot Five of an object. You can only steal, the only time you get a shame God, the only time you get a shame God one, is by steal something that belongs to somebody else. How do you categorize in halacha that something belongs to you? So when Rabbi Yechman and Yosef Tanoim came along, they blew the Chadish to us this idea of Mabeso Shalom Bishuso. So we still want ownership means that I did a shimmy on this object 20 years ago. The Kozma that I haven't been Makdish or Makka to give this Matan or sold it or something, Kozma I still, no one else has made my shimmy on it in the sense of being kind of good by the Lord. It's still mine. The object is in somebody else's house. Somebody stole it. That's a technicality. I can't get one. But the mice is shilly. And God reminds. That's how we define Bible. So, Durab Yechim came along. Comes to Yechim and tells us, though, Kiddush HaTorah Mabeisa B'shuso Akko B'shuso. If the Torah says you can't be mafkish something which is not doing to Beisa, not B'shuso, so the Torah is not just telling me a technicality, not a technicality. The Torah is telling me a new Torah in Bible. Bible means, Bible's Gemul on an object means, it has to be Shaloi, Begam, B'shuso. Comes the Mishnah, the beginning of Merubah, comes the Gemara of Kamina from the past, and says, Oba Zoi, that you can't be Makdashit. If so, you can't be Makdashit. So now you're not the Bible Gemara on it. Shaitz, if there's no case on it. Comes Rabbi Bachama, and goes one step further. He says, you know why there's no case on? Because you're not a Gana. The definition, you're only the case on you're a Gana. You can only be Gane something. You may be only Nitzvahs on a Chaitz that belongs to a person. Once an object is Shaloi Be'in B'shuto, it's a Chisana Zilus, it's not called Halacha Zilus anymore, and Mimela, it's not Shaykh to be called a Gala, it's not called a Gala, so Mimela is no Kefal. So if you're not a Gala, you're not a Gala, you're not a Gala either. Light up, really, you're not a Gala, and the guy can't take this, it's in Torah. The guy's coming, Shrayim Chai B'Kayim, to the second guy who ate the food, and he says, you, Shalzman, you, Gala, you know? The guy says, excuse me? I'm not a Gala, I'm not a Gala. What do you mean you're not a Gala? You took my property. Turns around and says, it's not yours. What kind of stuff is that? What have you had to shoot stuff? Someone else already stole it. Who's the guy who's going to run the Chava? First guy's the guy. The second guy, Boss Shani, but Ochloy,
You can't be taking. What happened? You said anything with David. What did he do? He didn't steal anything.
There's never shame down. There's never mitzvah to show sick daily. He didn't do a nice thing to.
So, Rav Bachana makes perfect sense. He's on a roll. Rav Bachana makes Malik perfect sense.
What's the problem? Because, yeah, this problem is passing. Rav Bachana, it's passing like the Shver. No, it's passing like the Shver. It's passing like the Chizda, like the father in law. It's passing like the Chizda. That's not a Rav to Mizegoy, the Rav to Mizegoy, the. Yesh Ladun Medash Rav Chizda. What went wrong with his son in law's Shtikal Torah? Bachar, Rav Bachana was right on target. But they said the Shusel, Akoba Shusel. There's no Kefil, show that there's a Chisor in Bailus. If there's no Bailus, then there's no Gazela. What shot in Rav Chisor? What's shot in Rav Chisor? How come Rav Chisor didn't understand what his son-in-law was saying? Like Rav Shlokish, my goodness. What are we talking about Rav Chisor? Rav Chisor, Rav Shlokish is seen. We don't want Rav Chisor in the wrong team. No, Rabbi Shai. No, Chai Shai, what do they say in St. Louis? LA, anyway, what do they say? Yeah. Wherever you live, where do you live at, right? What do they say that? No. It's a burning issue. Everyone saw the Gemara, right? Yeah. No, everyone saw Chizda. You saw Chizda. You weren't bothered with the Kasha. Hey, Rabbi Shai, how can you say that? What happened to the other one's Kasha Abad? That's what two Gemara's are. For the Gemara's not like that, right? After that Gemara's over? I put Gemara to Machdash and I put Rav Chisda on it, and nobody realized that the two are sides to each other. What do you say?
So didn't we just get finished saying that there is no second grade book? Because rather than a guy who's focused on the Bible,
here it is.
Ma.
You're going to have to tell us that maybe something only he doesn't have.
The same thing. What's the thing? Rather than a guy who's focused on the Bible, goes with a guy who's Chai.
What? You would have 10 minutes left. If you say that something is shalit, the end of the shuse, doesn't mean that I'm not the Bayan Lamana. If I'm the Bayan Lamana, it means that the Torah is in the Chadish, that like I'll be certain halachas that usually revolve around Bayalos, usually presuppose Bayalos. The halacha says, just the Bayalos, that Darga Bayalos of Shaloi, the end of the shuse is not the Krishna. What are some things that require Bayalos? What are some things that the Torah is being mechadish of require this higher level of Bayalos? Bayalos Gemura. I'm Rabbi Yechon, a test that she deserves a close. The act that she's saying the Kodesh. The Torah is not telling you that something which is made of Yeshua is not yours. The reason why the Nigdal can't be Makdish and the reason why the Gazlan can't be Makdish are not the same. The Gazlan can't be Makdish because the Mamish is not his. The Mamish is not that he doesn't have any visible pile for the skills there. The Gazlan. The reason why the Nigdal can't be Makdish, not that he's the owner of the object, not the Cheshimish, but he owns it. What comes the Torah says, ownership of the object is not sufficient to be Makdish. You need ownership plus. You need, again, lack of a better term, we need Pilus Gemura in order to be Makdish. The Gemara Taka says, who is in Adi? In order to be Maicha, in order to be Makdish. Anytime you want to transfer ownership of the object, it's not enough that you're the legal owner. You need more than that. You have to be the owner plus. You have to be Shaloi, Ubu Shuzo, in order to be Makdish. So the Gemara Mevakamah, the Samach Tes, tells us that the Hadidara of the Din of Goyim and Agam of Pachim and Kefal, the reason why Yepachim pertained to the original violin is based on Rabbi Yoshana. What the Gemara meant to say was not that, oh, according to Rabbi Yoshana, you don't own the object anymore, that's not why you, that's why you don't get changed, no. That's what the Gemara meant to say. What the Gemara was mechadish to us was, in order to be entitled to Kefal, what do you need, Rabbi Yisrael, in order to be entitled to Kefal? It's not enough that you are just a mere violin of the object. The right to Kefal, the schus of Kefal, the schus of Kefal was given only to somebody who is Shaloi B'Shusa. Only to somebody who has Bailos Plus, who has Bailos Gemura for the object. So, when the Gemara links together, from the Yechon and the Yochel HaKish, and the fact that you lose out your right to the Kefal, the Gemara never meant to say that there's no Bailos Plus. It's ridiculous. How can anybody say that Shaloi B'Shusa is not yours? The words itself, Shaloi made of Meshuzo, obviously mean that. All the Gemara meant to say is don't think that the Psor case was some quirk of a Teres HaKosso. No, it's linked to Rabbi Yehuda's whole theory about Bailos Gemura, which Rabbi Shmuel Kishtaka disagreed with. Stop it, Achanam, Kronos Rabbi Shmuel, who say case, oh, because Shaloi made of Meshuzo is Bailos Gemura. That's all the Gemara meant to say. If this is true, this new revamping of the singing that's on the steps, that Neisai, Rishusai, lack of a chiyuv, lack of chusm of kefa, is not indicative of the fact that you're not the violin, it's just indicative of the fact that you're not the violin of the murim, comes with chizda now and says the following. When I steal a dove which is already stolen, I go to the Nagana, or I go to the Nagazma, am I called the Ganot? Am I called the Gazlan? Avada, I am. I stole an object. The definition of Gazlan is I stole an object that belongs to some object. This object belongs to the Nigdal. The fact that there was one Gazela done on it, Asma. According to Achizda, it's still the Mammon of Ireland. It's Shaloi of the Bible. It's Eina Bishus of the Bible. So Eina Bishus was a secondary halacha, the second level, the higher tier of ownership, which is the din in Hukkah Hekish, the din in Hukkah Mechir, the din in Hukkah Hekish, the din in Hukkah Lefona, the din in Hukkah Chus Kefel. Over the Shein Gavon, it's still Chal, it's still considered to be a Gavon. So Dr. Chizda, Omer Chizda, Gezda, Lord of Sash, Rav Ayla Bo Achaz, Rav Bashem, the Ochlai, Ratsu Mizeh Goyve, Ratsu Mizeh Goyve, because the second guy is called the Gavon. Now, what would the Nekudah Samach Loikis be Rav Acham and Rav Chizda? They both agree to the din of Gunim and Agana thought the Rabbi Kefal. They both agree that it has something to do with Rabbi Yechman's statement of Gezlam on the Shem of Shabbat and Shem and Hom Bashbisha, and something to do with the new Avdar of Shalom and Rabbi Shusar. The Machloikas Rav Chizda and Rabbi Bachama was,
what's the nature of this new category of halacha of shaloi yeri b'shusav? According to Rav Chisda, it's not yours. According to Rav Chisda, shaloi yeri b'shusav equals ego shaloi. According to Rav Chisda, it's mamash not yours. It's not yours. It's okay to go. It's effective, and there's no ma'aseh k'zeil, and maybe you can't take the second out of the interior. And Rav Chisda disagreed with the son-in-law that he said, no, you got it all right in the last nakuda. The nature of the dinner, shaloi yeri b'shusav, it's yours, but it's a force of k'zeil. The kefir requires by of gemurah and gzeila doesn't. That was the nefilas of machloekas between Rabbi Chama and Rav Chisda. The boy say this two tier second level that you require finalis gemurah to be chayav for kefir, and you don't require that to be chayav of gzeila. Because you can have a shem gaz one, you can even have a shem gana, but you don't have a chayav kefir until you have finalis gemurah, a new category of halacha. That the criteria for ownership is greater for the Chiyuv Kevel than for the Chiyuv Gavlon. Do we have anything that snaps to that? Do we have anything that resembles that? A little bit, Rabbi said. Not Bailos Gemurah, but another phrase, Gomor. There you go, Gomor. Another phrase, Gomor, that we do, not all that long ago. But we have different criteria for what constitutes Mammon and what constitutes Mammon in other areas of Halacha. Right, you remember that middle day in Tisus, tucked away in Dina de Garmi, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, remember? Tisus said, Dina de Garmi is called what? It's called Mammon, Megabi Hilchus Lash, Megabi Hilchus Nezek, Tazra is a Mazek, right?
Mammon Gomel.
It's not called Mammon Gomel. And what do you need Mammon Gomel for? To Kesel. Tisus and the Rashba created this two tiers as well. You can have Mammon, and you can have Mammon Gomor. So we just carry that over. You can have Bailus, and you can have Bailus Gomorrah. But the Torah is Nechai of a higher level of Bailus to be Chai of Keshel. The example of higher level of Bailus, Shalai B'Shusa. Lower level of Bailus, Shalai Ve'ed B'Shusa. Higher level of Mammon, something which is Ve'ed Mamish. Lower level of Mammon, Dina de Garmi. So we have a parallel for that in Halacha.
Right, they weren't talking about Kesel.
Right. So again, Rabbi said, we have two totally different ways of understanding our system. We just picked up a Tyson's last one. Tyson gave us a shot at Rabbi Chal. Tyson said, shot, but where Rabbi Chal is driving at? Rabbi Chal is based on Rabbi Chal, and the staff, and the Minagana, and the Kesel, and the Aaron, and the Shusha, and the Shai. So Rabbi Chal, we understand so well, and we want to know what the Kuzit does Rabbi Chal disagree with. So two different theories. The first view that we have in Dash of Chizda is that Chizda agrees that everything Rabbi Chama said, the fact that there's no God, the second guy is not a Shem Goblin, but there's a new quirk called Hukas Mazik that plays into the picture. So the second guy is Chayav of Mazik. That's the simple shot of Rabbi Chizda. The razzle dazzle shot of Chizda is that Rabbi Chizda disagrees with the fundamental Akuda of Rabbi Chama. He holds in his time that there is Goblin. I will have to be chayav there is gavlin. What happens if there is a gavlin of porpa? That's a din in kesel. That's a din in bailus. Move it. That's a din in regular bailus. And a gavlin you are. So two totally different mahalakim to understand what was the nekudas of machlokes in Rabbi Chama and Chizda. But of course, the topic of Chizda. So we're very interested to know what Rav Chisda had to say about this topic. Rav Chisda was Chisda. At the end of the day, mechayav the second guy there is mazik, or mechayav the second guy there is gavlin. We have our two ways of reading. What Rav Chisda said, what nekuda did he take issue with the son of Lord Rabbi Chama? Comes the Ktzais, says, there's only one way to read Rav Chisda, the first way. Forget the second way. There's only one thing that Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda said, Yichayim is Teres Mazik. You know why? Because the Chizda agreed 1,000% to Son of Lot Rabbi Chama. There is no such thing as a Gazlan Shemi. You can't have Gazela on something which is Shalom V'Einu Mishuta. End of discussion. The only way to tie Jim Rav Chizda is that there is Mazik, no more, no less. You cannot have a Gazlan with a Gazlan. Not just a Psoor Kepo, it's a Psoor the Etem Achetet. It's not yours. It's not yours. It's not Shalom Mishuta. Calls not it's not Bishuso, it's not Nitzot, it's not Chal on Hashem Yisrael. Says the Ktzais.
my nafkamina that there's no gazman sheni, acha gazman rishon, if they're two different people, or with the same person. Once I do a ma'aseh gazela on something, it now is a halachic status of shemoni in a reshus of the original violet. Can I halachically affect the second gazela? Is there any way to you there to affect the second gazela? But it tells no. According to Rabbi Chama, according to Rabbi Chizna, according to everybody except maybe Rish Lakish, when we pass it over the Eichen, shemoni in a reshus, not yours. Once I steal something from somebody, it's not his anymore. It's shalom and b'shuso. If somebody else comes and eats it, they're not chayav b'teres gazman. If I come and I eat it, I'm also not chayav b'teres gazman. That's the place of ironclad equation. He took Rav Chizda to the ultimate extreme. Goes over that gazman is not called the gazman, even if the gozo and the gazman are the same people. That's the place of extension of Rav Chizda. It says the place, a gazman you're not, but what are you? A mazik you want. Same way according to your kids in the second guy's a mazik. Of course, you can also change that. You used to be a gazel, so now he's a gazel. Now, once you drink, he breaks the barrel, he becomes a mazik. So, there's a sheet that's around. That's exactly what the Ran meant. That's exactly what the Ran said. That's exactly why the halach is, Tavri Oshati, Yishai, Adalit, not the terrorist gazel, the terrorist mazik. He cannot be a gazel because once it was already stolen, it's a halakha, not yours. It's not his, not the original violence anymore, it's not Nita the Gazela. The only Chiyam to slap you with is the Chiyam of the Terrace Mazik. Now, of course, the question becomes those Rishonim will disagree with Iran. The Gemara involved would be, according to Agirsa, which is why his mom is up against the Ram Bol Shita, that invokes the principle of Gazlan. What's Pshat in the Chokim al Iran? Why do they disagree with him? So, one possibility is. They may learn like the second understanding of Chizda, or maybe they need to do the Ran for a total disagreement. We'll put it hopeful tomorrow, but at least the one here for the second we understand. The Ran deal, at least it's still severe. Hopefully, tomorrow we'll be on the topic.